You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chew.
Big hangry, eh?
Well timed.
Just cutting it. I heard, the thing is, once I hear Alex popping the bottles, I'm like, let's do this.
Oh.
Not as, yeah, that was much more effective, to be honest.
A bit more chi-esque.
Yeah, it was much more behaved. Today I'm making a couple drinks. Both of them have pineapple rum. Both of them have chi.
Both of them have pineapple straws with a pineapple on them.
That's
real Cobb & Co. that you got there. Have you like gotten to the Cobb & Co. vault and grabbed a couple?
These I usually reserve for my tiki drinks, but seeing as it's got pineapple in it, I thought I would bring some along for you guys. So yeah, festive. Let's celebrate this amazing prize. Everyone's like fizzing, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure pineapple is probably neck and neck with guava for the greatest fruit in the history of life.
All right, here we go. So 45 mils plantation pineapple rum, top with chi, add two staves of lemongrass and two wedges of lime. That's our first drink.
I'm loving this two drinks thing.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
Oh, it's got like a pina colada-y kind of, without the milk kind of thing.
There's no milk in pina coladas.
Is it a cream? If you're feeling adventurous, you put a bit of cream in there?
It's coconut milk.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And if you're doing a real one, you just use actual coconut, like, water, I guess.
Oh, right.
Yeah, with a little bit of, like, grated coconut in it. All right, so the next one I'm doing is...
Clearly, I don't like pina colada.
Enough.
Sunshine,
you should, though.
In the bay, or whatever that song is.
The next one I'm doing is 30 mils of plantation pineapple. 30 mils of the West Winds Broadside Gin, which is 58%, which is lovely.
That plantation pineapple looks really rad. The bottle is very cool.
And then I've made a reduction of the original chi with lemongrass in it. They do have a lemongrass version, but I wanted it to be more lemongrassy, and I wanted the original herbal blend.
Nice. Hey, just whatever you want, mate. Just get it done. Hello, yep. BFM.
What? Not only got
a new rum.
Hello.
G'day, mate. We're right in the middle of Cocktail Corner. What's going on?
What's the DVD brought out by Dave Dobbin? That is the Pike River Mine documentary.
Yes.
And apparently you can get it from the warehouse.
Yes.
Because Dave Dobbin done a lot of work for the Pike River Mine families, and he staged a large concert at the end of it. Did you see that documentary?
Dave, is this you? Is this Dave Dobbin?
No, it's not Dave Dobbin. My name's Carl.
Carl
and
Dobbin?
I live in Teatatu.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not...
It's
a little
just
bit off topic,
mate.
I'm having a pineapple drink. I don't want to think about Dave Dobbin.
It's just that I heard them speaking about it on the radio last night, that you can get a DVD somewhere.
Probably.
Well, it's a worthy cause to check out.
Yeah, and did you see that Allied Concrete didn't lay the cement after all? They refused to lay the cement to close the mine shaft.
Yes, indeed.
So good on you, Allied.
Right on, right on. Okay. Man, call us back after Cocktail Corner and we'll get down to this nitty gritty if you like.
Yeah, but thank you anyway.
All right, brother. Take
carry
it easy,
on,
mate.
Carry on.
Cheerio. Cheerio is not a word, but I'm having a pineapple cocktail, so...
Yep. Somber news.
Somber. Totally. I think we should get the documentary.
Can you not hear this beard?
Cheery. So back to the next cocktail.
Yes.
30 mils of the plantation pineapple, 30 mils of the broadside.
Now, do you have to have a Death Star ice cube, or can you just have a normal ice cube?
You could use a giant normal ice cube.
Have we told everyone that you've got a mold that makes Death Star ice?
I've got six of them.
Give me.
Melted so much that you can't see the poor Death Star anymore.
It's kind of like the Death Star being built.
Yeah, it's more Death Star being built situation
just
going on.
Just give it to me, all right? Yep, I can see it. That's where Luke flew along.
Yes.
All right. I've
bye,
added.
Moco, bye.
Almost there.
I've added
almost
a reduction.
you've got the chi. You've added the chi in.
Of a kimchi with lemongrass in it. Now I've mashed the living daylights past the gut pack.
But for people that are lazy, you can. Chi does make a lemongrass infused as it is, but
so you
it's
could
not
just
of
use
the
that.
Strength that Alex is looking for.
So. Exactly. And then I've got 45 mils of sweet lemon juice. So that's like Meyer lemons are in season at the moment. So use them. And then 30 mils of the reduction. And pour over the Death Star.
Like so.
Like so, and then
space.
Here you go.
Oh, very nice. The Death Star is swimming. Oh. Is this
you guys like
thing in the straw?
No. It's there just to add a little bit of flavor.
Are you serving both of these drinks tonight at Red Bar?
I am. I am. I'm being very tropical tonight. We've got
Red Bar.
Sort of reggae and
ooh,
bass night.
This is a bit more of a fighter, this one.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, it's got bite. That gin's 58%.
So. I like how you lure us in with a playful one and then you smash us in the face with a big left hook.
So paired up with rice and beans and jerk chicken tonight.
It'll cut through the jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this one's really, really citrusy, eh? Mm-hmm.
It is quite mellow, though, once you get your lips on it.
Oh, delicious.
I feel like the gin and the citrus have had a big fight and they've come out good. hugging it out on the porch.
I've already given this one 10 out of 10 for the Death Star ice cube.
Can't lose.
And I must say that the flavor is also 10 out of 10. So.
Can you get ice cubes that are just the shape of Darth Vader's head as well?
Probably.
That would be ideal.
I would say you could, yeah. You can get ones that are shaped like the Titanic and they're bottom heavy, so it actually is a little ship coming out of your drink.
Oh,
is this all thanks to the internet?
Pretty much.
Oh, internet,
yeah.
I love you.
You postcards to the internet.
I don't have names for either, so up to you guys.
Death Star?
This is obviously the Death Star.
And the pineapple one?
Maybe it's the... So creative.
way to go, man.
You're looking rosy already.
Yeah.
Awesome. I will put the ingredients up on Facebook at some point.
Got to say thanks to Chi, by the way.
Yeah, how they're awesome. Rocking my world, actually. I'm having lots of fun using their product in my cocktails.
Awesome. And shout out to the pineapple fruit as well. Just the fruit pineapple, wherever you are growing right now. Hello, BFM.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt that cocktail corner there.
No worries,
that's right.
Man.
But just for the name for that drink, I think you should put a tribute to Dave Dobbins there or something.
Call it the Prickly Dobbo, eh?
Wow, prickly, short-haired, googly-eyed singer, I don't know.
Have you been to the exhibition up at the Auckland Museum, the New Zealand Music one?
Maybe this weekend.
It's excellent, but there's plenty of good pictures of the Dobbo up there in his prime. So,
any of his undies up there?
I think so.
Fantastic. I bet he got a lot thrown at him back in the day.
I'll say something. His son's making really great music right now, so shout out to that dude.
Oh, well, at least someone's making some good music somewhere.
Hey, stay tuned.
I'd like to request some Dave Dobbin anyway.
All right, man. Anything from the Foot Rock Flat soundtrack, I reckon, eh?
Yeah, actually, I was just going to say the same thing, dude.
I got a lot of time for that. A lot of time for that soundtrack.
Oh, that reminds me of my youth, that soundtrack. Long time ago.
Do you remember?
I'll let you get back to your cocktail corner.
Hey, thank you kindly. Actually, yeah, I was getting a reminisce on. See you, mate. I like how he showed himself out.
He's like, it's time to... Oh, should we take this next one, Alex?
we're deep in the hole now.
Yeah, we're in.
Hello, BFM.
Yeah, hey, man. It's Pineapple speaking.
Hi, Pineapple. How are you?
Yeah, man. Fucking good. I just want to say you guys are legends. I'd love to give a shout out to you. You know, return the favor in kind, as they say.
Thank you, Pineapple. Thank you kindly.
Much appreciated.
Keep it real, boys.
You taste good and you look great, Pineapple.
Keep up that rough exterior, but that sweet inside.
You've got the sweet inside coming out, okay?
Oh, that was nice of Pineapple. I didn't know Pineapple had opposable thumbs.
I didn't know Pineapple had a phone or a voice.
Awesome. All right, I better get back to the bar.
Talk back / cocktail corner.
Yeah, totally.
Rock and roll.
Thank you, Red Bar. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Chi. Fantastic.
See you guys later.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.